producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Trady. Bill Trady.
Opening up hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We talked about disparity of force the other day, and I gave you my ideas on that, but you got to understand that I'm not an instructor. The ideas I get are primarily based upon the instruction I have taken. So to better talk about the disparity of force and some other things that I know he has his finger on the pulse of, I have sought out the chief instructor and CEO, or excuse me, the chief CMFO of Tactical Response. We're joined today by, he's on the road, by James Yeager. Good morning, sir.
How's it going?
It's going all right. You are on the road, right? You're headed back to Tennessee.
Well, yeah? I pulled over for the interview, but yeah, I am on the road.
Am I making Rebecca mad because you're held up on the side of the road there?
Actually, she's still with my daughter with a baby that she just had, and I'm on my way back to teach a class. Me and Sonny Pazikas are teaching a Cold War hot range class this weekend, and then I'm back down to pick up my wife after the class is over.
That's right. James just welcomed grandson number two into the world. Congratulations.
Thanks.
When you're teaching your fighting pistol class, you cover disparity of force, don't you?
Yes.
Is that something you only teach in the disparity with the fighting pistol? Is that something that also in some of the rifle courses, does that come up?
No, I mean, because keep in mind, like, fighting pistol, number one, is our core class, and it's the class I recommend everybody take first with us because it's our core curriculum, core philosophy, and all that stuff. And if you can imagine, if you were going to take a shotgun class from me or a rifle class from me, a pistol class, you don't want to hear the same lecture over and over and over, you know. So we only do it in the core class. But in addition to, you know, being an instructor, I'm also certified as an expert witness on use of force, and I have testified in use of force cases involving police and civilians. So I've got more than just a basic knowledge of it.
Now, disparity of force is an unarmed man is not necessarily not a dangerous person, but I mean, In the course of concealed carry with I know you teach private contractors, but are most of your students just regular people, just civilians?
Yeah, the vast majority, over 90%, are just people.
So the people that are just people that are coming to you, they're carrying a gun for self-defense, so yeah. Nobody knows they have a gun. And somebody's charging them with an axe handle or something, do you have to get into their heads and explain to them, well, look, don't worry about the fight being even or fair. Worry about winning the fight.
Oh, absolutely. And the first thing I got to tell people is this. You will be judged based on what you knew at the time. So let's say you get into an altercation, a shouting match with a guy, and you unlawfully pull your pistol and shoot the guy. And you later find out that he was an escaped convict that was on the run. Well, that doesn't help you. It doesn't help you in your case. So you doesn't matter if that guy was a black belt. Then you found that out after you shot him. You know, so you're judged by what you know at the time of the incident. That's the main thing that people need to understand. And then secondly, you will be judged by what a reasonable and prudent person would have done in the same exact situation. And so the reasonable standard is there throughout this process. And the main thing about disparity of force issues is that they're so misunderstood. I mean, from one extreme to the other, like, well, I didn't shoot him because he just had a knife, all the way to you could never shoot anybody that's that's unarmed. So it's wrong on either end of the spectrum. People are just misinformed and don't understand that, you know, the principles and the laws and the stuff that's involved with it.
Based on what you know in cases, in real world cases where this has occurred, how much time does the defender actually have to make a reasonable decision?
That's the thing. You know, milliseconds sometimes are a second or two or three or four. And sorry, my navigation's talking to me. Milliseconds, and here's the thing. So from the time that, and you have to understand, you know, this is what I teach police officers too. You had whatever, I'm making up a number. You had 2 seconds to decide what to do. But by the time you get to court and there's a jury, 2 million seconds have passed. And so the world has had 2 million seconds to contemplate what you did in those 2 seconds. And it's easy for, during that 2 million second process, it's easy for people to build whatever rules or what should have happened and Monday morning quarterback situation. They can do all that stuff. But the reality is you had 2 seconds to make a decision.
I look at, you know, they keep the unarmed thing, the unarmed man thing, you know, that was present during the Martin case, and now it's present with the Ferguson thing. Both of the people that shot their assailant in those cases had suffered grave bodily injury or were in imminent danger at that time, weren't they?
I promise I do not know enough about those cases to make a definitive statement like that. But if I can just, you know, talk about disparity for a minute, just in general.
Sure.
Anybody can be on either side of the disparity of force. And what I mean by that is you might have a healthy adult male like me, a healthy adult male. And the way the law looks at it, unarmed, healthy adult male versus unarmed, healthy adult male, there's no need to get weapons involved. There's going to be an altercation. So if you are a fit, average health person and you're carrying a gun and a fit, average health person attacks you, the law says you should not get your gun out. So this is why I recommend people like learn some type of combative skills, carry pepper spray, something that's not lethal force, but still not doing anything. But very important for people to understand that. Also, taking like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class or MMA class, not only does it teach you to fight better, but you'll be in better physical condition, et cetera, et cetera. So that's relevant and that's important. Now let's say taking me as an example, let's say I break my leg and now I'm in a cast and I cannot run or fight very well. Now there is a disparity of force issue because a person that's another healthy adult male, now he has this physical advantage over me. Or another is, what if now I'm being attacked by somebody that weighs 50 or even 100 pounds more than me? There's definitely a disparity of force there. Again, the principle goes both ways. I weigh 200 pounds. If a 150 guy, unarmed 150 pound guy is messing with me, I better not shoot that guy because there's a disparity of force, even if neither one of us have a firearm. And so you could walk out of, you could be, on the negative side of the disparity of force issue, walk into another room and be on the positive side of a disparity of force issue. So it's relevant to the exact instance that you're in at the moment.
Now, what you're referring to is one-on-one stuff, right? And I get that. We're coming up on the first break. After that, I want to talk about disparity of force when you're facing numbers.
Yep.
See if that dynamic changes, especially in some of the stuff that you've done, if you've ever acted as witness on that or trained for that. Tell everybody how to find you at Tactical Response.
If they can't find me, I don't want their money. It's an IQ test. If you're not smart enough to find me, then I don't want you training with me.
I wouldn't expect any other different answer from James Yeager. Any other different answer from James Yeager, that one. Folks, hang on. My guest will be back with us in just a few moments. We'll be back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour on the road from Tactical Response is James Yeager. Right now we're talking about disparity of force. Now, you described how people need to conduct themselves when it's man-to-man. What about when you're facing multiple opponents? What is the mindset then, and what are they looking at legally? What are the ramifications of that type of a encounter?
Easy enough. I've already stated the way the law looks at it, one versus one, you know, all things being equal, don't get a weapon involved. Two on one, that starts tilting things way away from you as far as, you know, disparity of force. You're now way on the negative side. But that, still, that's kind of iffy. And again, there's so many factors involved, it's hard to make a definitive statement. But two guys, you're probably going to be justified legally. Now, three, four, five, now it's absolute. Like, there's absolutely no way that I, of course, there's always a way, but I don't think there's any way that you could reasonably be convicted of any crime or potentially even charged with any crime where there's three or more attackers. And the reality of the situation is, no matter how many there are, and I'm not trying to be, you know, silly here, if you shoot one or two of them, the rest of them will leave you alone. So you're not actually going to shoot all three or five or ten of these people.
Right. When in that event where you're facing three, four, five people at one time, does it help the defender, based on your real-world experience, does it help if there are witnesses to that? Yeah, those five guys just jumped on them out of nowhere.
Now, witnesses are the worst form of any kind of evidence. And I know that sounds odd, but if you had an intersection where there was an auto accident and there was one person on each corner, all four of them will say they saw the accident. Well, three of them weren't looking at the intersection. One of them was looking at a building. One of them was thinking about getting a coffee. One was reading the paper. The other one was looking at a girl, whatever the case may be. And one of them was actually looking at the intersection. They all heard the screech and the boom and the crash and the breaking of the glass and then turned their head. So all four will say they saw it, but only one of them really saw it.
Right.
Eyewitness testimony is questionable at best. You know, hopefully there's going to be a camera, you know, some kind of video surveillance where you're at or something like that. But don't count on eyewitnesses to help you in any way.
Now, somebody that's training, and can't get to you for a fighting pistol class or something, it's not just going to be going to the gun range and standing in the lane. I mean, they need to do some other things. How does somebody prepare for that?
Prepare for
disparity of force encounters.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the best way. The best way for any kind of gunfighting training is called force on force. That's where you actually shoot at live opponents with fake guns that fire, you know, paintballs,
right?
Munitions or something like that, and that's the best gunfighting training. And it doesn't matter if it's for home defense or one on one or 10-on-1. That's the best way. Without that, it's really, you know, you're really just doing mechanics of shooting different targets. There's no mindset or tactics involved, like movement, use of cover, you know, and things like that. So it's training, you know, in general, like, people don't understand. They think they go to the range to train. You go to the range to practice. The purpose of training is to teach you what and how to practice. And so many people miss that point. They think that going to an IDPA match or something like that is firearms training, and it's absolutely not. So the long answer is there is no way to train for multiple attackers without training with multiple attackers.
Is that do you do that at Tactical Response? I've never heard you talking about the paintball training before.
Well, we actually use a Glock 17Ts, which are the blue Glocks that fire a paint marking round. We use the Federal force on force round, and it's a real gun, except it just fires little paint pellets. Instead of 9mm bullets, it fires 9mm paintballs. And we do several classes. One of them is called the Fight, which we put students in scenarios where, if you could imagine, a third of the scenarios, you should not shoot somebody. A third of them, you should shoot somebody. And a third of them are like, kind of like choose your own ending. Like, depending on how you talk to the people, maybe you raise or lower, you know, their, you know, aggressiveness and, you know, and things like that. So, there's no script written for most of it. But we put people in all kinds of awkward situations, including multiple assailants, and where, for instance, like, one of them where you're not supposed to shoot is they're just mouthy, You know, they don't ever touch you or anything like that, but they're just mouthy and maybe name calling and stuff. And you'd be surprised how many people on their first go around get their pistol out. It may or may not shoot somebody just because somebody's talking bad to them. As the scenarios progress and people get more and more in control of their adrenaline, more and more in control of their emotions, they start making a lot smarter decisions.
Are your instructors the ones that are acting as the assailants?
Sometimes, but we also use students and, you know, volunteers, alumni, and things like that to do it. And the role players are the most critical aspect, because if they allow it to turn into, for instance, a paintball match, well, you're just going to waste a bunch of paint and nobody's going to learn anything.
That has to be a real eye-opening experience for some of them, huh?
Well, the thing is that, you know, a lot of these guys are alpha type personalities and they don't want to lose. And so I'm telling them, hey, you need to lose this time. You know, and it's like everything in them, you know, wants to win. So I have to call the dogs off sometimes.
And that's what training does for somebody, doesn't it? It teaches them when to use discretion and when to go loud, doesn't it?
Exactly. And like force on force training, especially, when something happens to you, it's not just gunfighting, but any point in your life, you reflect back on previous instances that were similar to this, whether it's an argument or it's a car accident or whatever. You go back through this quote unquote Rolodex of memory and try to find, okay, what did I do last time? Oh, that didn't work, so I'm not going to do that this time. Well, gunfights are the same way, except they're really expensive to get into. And so what we'd rather you do, instead of going out and, you know, getting in a bunch of real gunfights, is we'd rather you come and do force-on-force training and develop that Rolodex and leave with a few bruises instead of a few bullet holes.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, if you've got the time, I want to talk about the sanctions and what this is doing, the sanctions against Russia and what this is doing to the AK market, because you are an AK type of guy, although you shoot a bunch of different guns, and you are tightly wound in the AK community. Tactical Response, they're out of Camden, Tennessee. If that last little bit about force-on-force training didn't convince you that you need to go see James, nothing's going to. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Jane Jaeger, in a lot of his videos, shows AKs and shoots AKs and likes AKs. And I know that you're tied in heavily with people like Jim Fuller, and you know what's going on within the AK community per se. And you talk to builders of these things. How is this Russian sanction? How is this going to impact the AK market?
Well, it hasn't really had much of an effect yet. And kind of the example I use is talking about like a hose hooked up to your house. Just because the faucet's off doesn't mean there's not still water running out of the end of the hose. And I think we haven't really seen it dry up yet. And I'm not sure when that'll happen. But when we do, of course, the prices will increase. And I always get blamed for the price increases, even though I'm the one just warning them that the hose has been turned off. but it's certainly going to affect the availability of these rifles in this country, at least on the short term.
Will it affect the availability of parts? Do you think?
Right now, I mean, as far as the sanctions on that particular region of the world, yes.
Now, as far as the platform itself, I mean, is the Russian AK, the Ishmash and the Kalashnikov, is that like the gold standard, or are there just good platform in other places?
There's good stuff made in other places, but it's like Ishmash, those guys, it's just really hard to build a better rifle than that, you know, off the rack, you know, rifle.
Now, for those that know about places like this, there's Krebs and there's Rifle Dynamics, and there's more than one or two gunsmiths out there that can take an AK that might be not a Russian AK and make it a better weapon, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, even the Ishmash guns, you know, guys like Krebs and Jim Fuller are they're artists, you know, and engineers, and they do wonderful work, you know. And even if it's just you want the gun refinished in a weird camo or color or something like that, but they actually do like real solid, you know, work on triggers and mechanisms, you know, the whole gun front to back.
So Now, I've heard tell that at least Jim Fuller has been, and I think I might have seen him telling you on one of your videos this. Jim believes that the United States, in some way or fashion, the gun industry in the United States, could sort of take up the slack on this. How would he do this? Fabricating parts, what would he do?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, all you got to do is get all the parts together and then put them together, and you build a rifle. I mean, it's of course oversimplifying it, but I think that what we are finding out as we look, and we didn't even really know it, but that guy over there makes barrels, and that guy over there makes receivers, and that guy over there makes hammers, and that guy over there makes sights. I mean, I think we're finding out that we were already making AKs here. We just weren't assembling them all with American-made pieces. Now, I'm sure there's a few pieces that are more difficult or maybe I left out, but by and large, there are more pieces being produced here than I had originally thought, and I mean by a long shot.
Is there anybody that actually makes a 100% American AK right now?
Well, Century Arms has their C-39, which they say and I believe is 100% American made, and I've got two of them that we use in our classes and stuff. They work.
Have they held up to your James likes to get guns and try to break them. Have they held up to your
No, I break everything. I mean, people send me stuff to break, not to see if it will break, but to see how long it takes to break. And so far we haven't broken those C-39s, but I'm not ready to check off on them and tell everybody to run out and get one. But if you got one, I think you've got a decent rifle. But you know, I have to be around a gun a long time before I will tell people to stake their life on it. You know.
In the chat room before you were coming in, somebody came into the chat room looking for a Vepr 12, which is sort of an AK platform type weapon. Is there anybody out there taking up the slack on the shotgun type weapon from Sega?
Well, back to Century, yes. Century just released a semi-automatic 12 gauge Vepr like shotgun.
I think he's still sitting in there. Yeah, there he is. He just heard you say that.
Now, I can't remember what the name of it is, but I'm pretty sure it's on the Century Arms website already.
Now, in the Obama banned the reimportation of M1 Garands from South Korea, and I don't know how this ties into this, but that's never been lifted. Do you think this sanction against Russia is ever going to get lifted? There's no way to tell, but I mean, I guess the question is, in the event that sanction against Russia is never lifted, is the United States gun industry going to sweep in here and give it a little time to ramp up? They're going to fill that void?
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, it was going to happen anyway within the next 5 or 10 years, just because we're Americans and that's the way we operate, you know. But because as they would, like for instance, when the parts kit's coming in, well, they wouldn't let you bring whole guns in, but they'd cut the receiver. So somebody started building receivers. Then they said, you know what, you can't take the barrels in either. Then somebody in America started building barrels. So as they were, you know, one at a time, you know, taking parts out of these kits or banning parts from these kits, we were stepping up to the plate as Americans and going, I'll do that. And it's just, you know, the American gun industry is the last true manufacturing industry in this country. They employ more people that are skilled laborers, craftsmen, than any other faction of manufacturing in this country.
And they constantly have to pivot, don't they? The gun industry is constantly having to pivot. Like, who is it? Black Rain. They're making that New York compliant AR-15, which, you know, they're actually quite ingenious, aren't they?
That's the American, you know, tenacity. You know, when you tell us we can't have something, we're gonna do it. If you tell us, you know, we'll make it if we have to, but. We will find a way around or over or under it, any obstacle. I mean, that's just a good old-fashioned American, you know, rebellious attitude.
Now, I know that Jim Fuller does these build parties. Is this are these sanctions going to affect his build parties, or where
they're
does he get his parts
parties.
From?
They're not build parties. They're that sounds a little bit less than what
sounds
they
like
are,
a Tupperware right? thing, doesn't it? Come on together and let me show you my new bowls.
That's what. Listen, and that's what they do for AR-15s. And AR-15s are merely adult Legos. Anybody can put an AR-15 together. I see these guys bragging about putting AR-15s together that could not put a Lego Death Star together. So, I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. But Jim's classes, you know, of course he has to have parts to do the classes. So, yeah, you know, every time there's a new sanction or a new executive order or a new whatever, you know, it affects his business. But Jim's one of those guys that, you know, you make him mad, you know, the government starts telling what he can't do or can do or how he's going to do it, and he's going to beat him every time.
Yeah, that's what I like about him. I've never had a chance to talk to him, but I have seen him talk many times. He's not a guy that pulls punches. That's probably why you and he get along.
Yeah.
Before we go into the break, I'm being asked if you have experienced any Operation Choke Point issues.
I don't know what that is.
I'll try to explain it to you real quick, or I think we're going to run into the break. This is where the government was trying to withhold financial services from gun companies. Has your bank kicked you out? Have they?
No, nothing like that.
Well, you're not in the gun selling business anyway. Most of them are gun sellers or ammunition sellers or manufacturers. So you're just training people how to be real good with them. Training good people to kill bad people. Hang on one more time for me. I got a surprise question for you when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Stepping up to the plate one more time. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, James Yeager. I told you, see, this isn't going to be, you've got an answer to this because I think I already know the answer to this. When you're, like right now, you went down to, you went to see your daughter because you just, you know, had another grandbaby come into the world. When you travel like this, do you travel kitted? Do you have kit with you?
Oh, yeah.
Just always. In case.
Yeah.
See, you still have the caches, don't you, that you did the YouTube? See, James can run out from anywhere near his base of operations in any direction and kit up if he doesn't have any, because he's got stuff all over the place. I have started doing that, especially given the whole thing with supposedly ISIS being on the southern border and here comes the 9/11 anniversary and everything else. I think I'm just going to continue to do that. What kind of stuff is in your kit when you're?
Well, I mean, I've got some videos on it, but the reason I have these caches is the whole don't keep all your eggs in one basket kind of theory.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a terrorist attack. It could be a house fire, or anything. And so, my caches all have, a rifle, a pistol, spare tactical gear, but they also have like, toothbrush and underwear and a change of clothes, in case my house did burn down. Cause, as a police officer, I went to a lot of house fires and people ran out with whatever they were sleeping in. And that was all they had. And, so my caches are based around if I lost everything, So like that pair of hiking boots that's pretty much wore out, I'm going to replace them. Well, that goes in a cache. I have a box set up and I just throw stuff in. And when I have enough stuff in that box for another cache, I put another cache somewhere.
If somebody is wanting to travel with a just-in-case kit, based upon bad things happening while they're out and about and not being anywhere near home or anything, I'm traveling pretty light. All I have is a chest rig, some magazines, I've got an AR-15 pistol, and I've got a secondary Glock with magazines and a holster for that. I'm real light.
You could do worse than that.
So that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. If we got started on this list of what you should take, the first thing is you couldn't have a truck big enough to carry it. Because if you let everybody put in the thing, they think that if you let 100 people say, all right, what's one thing that should be in, for instance, a bug out bag? Well, if they look at the list, and if they're number 100 and they look at the list and there's 99 items in there, they're not going to duplicate that. They're going to add another item to the list.
Right.
And so it gets untenable at some point. But, I mean, basically, food, water, shelter, and how to keep that. And then what I mean is protection.
Right.
So you can go at any level you want. Like, my cars always have, you know, if I have room, a case of water, but a few bottles of water stuck in different compartments, you know, a few power bars in a few different compartments and stuff like that, you know, and hopefully I could use the vehicle for shelter if I needed to or whatever. But, you know, like, you don't have to be all tactical to have a half a case of water in your trunk. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of dedication to do that.
You did a bug out series. You did a bug out series of videos, and when you got done, you unpacked your bag, and there was a bunch of stuff you never touched.
Well, I've done a bunch of bug out videos, but one of them was to kind of throw it in the face of those guys that say you always need to add this other thing. And and so I started out, I was just going to do a little bitty bug out bag, and people started going, well, you need this, and you need this, and you need this, and you need this. So I got a bigger bag, a heavier bag, and I took all that stuff. And then I videoed the series, you know, it was 2 days and a bunch of videos. And I used about, I can't remember exactly, but I used about 25% of the stuff. And it's just, it was ridiculous to carry all that stuff and not use it, and, you know.
Pounds and ounces matter when you hefting it on your back too, don't they?
Well, the old military axiom is ounces equal pounds and pounds equal pain.
Yeah. I can't imagine what they carry now. I've seen how they kid up. That didn't exist when I was in the military in the 80s. I'm sure we carried as much as we could possibly carry, and it wasn't nearly what they carry nowadays. So,
well,
I guess
you carried, you know, the average infantry guy carries 75 to 100 pounds of gear. You also carried 75 to 100 pounds of gear in the infantry back in the day, except now stuff's lighter, so you carry more stuff. It's still 70 or 80 pounds. they don't reduce the weight. They just put more stuff in you in your pack.
Yeah, I do remember those three boxes of M60 ammo they jammed in every time I had to get up and take a stroll.
That's a bunch.
That is a bunch.
I would give your listeners one piece of advice if they are talking about putting a bug out bag together. This is the best piece of advice you'll get on a bug out bag. Don't buy a bug out bag. What I mean is assemble everything that you think you're going to need, like make a list and buy all the stuff that you would put in your bag, then measure that, and backpacks are measured in cubic inches, measure that, and then buy the smallest bag that will fit the stuff that you need in your bug out. Because if you buy a big bag, you will fill it up.
Look, I got so much room left. What else can I put in there?
I could also put this, and I could also put that, and then that's your doom. So get all the stuff, put it on the table, get a tape measure out, measure the cubic inches as best you can, and buy a pack, the smallest pack that will fit that. And I bet it'll be way smaller than you think it was going to be.
Yeah, you didn't carry a big pack in that series that I watched you on.
Well, I had a tiny pack, and then the people wanted me to add more stuff, so I had like a medium pack.
Okay, well, I'll have to. I'm not going to reevaluate it too much. My kit that I'm carrying around right now, for me, it's primarily designed to get me out of something that might unfold in front of something, in front of me.
Right.
And get me in a position to where I can get back to a better position.
Exactly.
I'm not looking to, oh, gosh, here they come. I better throw up my shelter right here in the middle of the parking lot. I'm not looking for that. If it's that bad, I'm not going to make it out of the parking lot for the most part. Tactical response. If you haven't seen James Jager's videos, I especially enjoyed this last one you just did with the armor gear guy.
Yeah, there's some more coming though. There's six of them in that series, and we're not done yet.
How did you like the Marine Corps plate carrier?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. I gotta actually, you know, put some plates and mags and stuff on it and wear it around. But it's as nice as any plate carrier I've ever seen before, and it's certainly less expensive than a lot of them.
Yeah. Is that one that might become your plate carrier of choice? Aren't you a Blackhawk guy as far as your plate carrier?
Oh, I mean, I like a lot of stuff, Eagle and Blackhawk. I mean, I'm SOE. I'm kind of a gear snob. Like, nobody makes everything the best, and so I might have this brand of plate carrier and this brand of mag pouches and this brand of holster. You know, like, that's just, over the years, I just found the things that work best for me. But
right.
But to answer your question, this plate carrier, because you can use it like a full armor carrier that wraps all the way around, or you can shed that and just use it as a plate carrier, because of its modularity, that does make it very attractive.
Does SOE make a plate carrier? I've never seen one of theirs if they do.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, that's one thing I wish he did make, because I would definitely buy that.
I tell him that. I've been telling him that. I met him the first time in 2002. He said, why don't you build a plate carrier? we haven't had that conversation just once, I assure you.
Well, what does he say? What's his answer to that?
He's got so much business, he doesn't have time to build anything.
Okay, he doesn't have time to design it and sew it. Yeah, yeah, I understand. Go check out James on his YouTube channel. If you're anywhere near Camden, Tennessee, you need to stop in and check out a class. If you're somewhere where you can't get to Camden, Tennessee, he may be able to come to you.
Yeah, we travel all over the country.
So check him out there. Check his schedule. You'll see where he's going. You'll see where he's going to be. James, thank you very much for joining me. Congratulations on grandson number two.
Thanks a lot.
We will talk to you later. All right. Yeah, that's carrying kid around is nothing new for James. James was doing it way before it became fashionable. I just started 3 days ago. In any event, be safe this weekend. Remember, it's never been about gun control ever. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.